I would like to make a statement with regard to the U.S. tariffs imposed on Singapore. As all of you know, U.S. has announced a series of tariff measures, including a baseline 10% tariff on all countries, and as well as reciprocal tariffs on countries with which U.S. has largest trade deficits. And Singapore, like many countries, are also subject to the 10% baseline tariffs. We are naturally disappointed that despite our strong and long-standing economic and commercial relationship with the U.S. under the U.S.-Singapore Free Trade Agreement, we are also subject to the same 10% baseline tariffs. The U.S.-Singapore FTA has been a very important FTA for both countries and has benefited the U.S. significantly. U.S. imports to Singapore have enjoyed a zero tariff for more than two decades, and they have also enjoyed a significant, substantial trade surplus with Singapore, amounting to $30 billion. So I think this is something that is important, and we are, of course, naturally disappointed. Under the FTA, we have recourse. We are able to take countermeasures and also seek dispute resolution. However, we have decided not to do so because imposing retaliatory import duties will just add cost to our imports from the U.S., and this will affect our consumers and our businesses. What we are going to do is that we will reach out and engage the U.S. Counterparts and to better understand their concerns and to see how we can work together constructively to address some of these concerns so that we can have a long-standing, long-lasting partnership in trade and and investments. And this 10% baseline tariff on Singapore will have a significant impact on our economy. I think our households and our businesses have to be prepared for rough waters ahead of us, and it will significantly impact our business as well as households. And we are at the moment reassessing our economic forecast, and we may need to make adjustments in time to come. But it's still early days because some of the information is still not fully available. So we'll need to take time to reassess and to adjust and to see whether there's a need to recalibrate our economic forecasts. But what is also important is that during the recent budget, as well as last year's budget, we have provided significant help and support for our households and our businesses. And we'll continue to monitor the situation, and if necessary, we will introduce more measures to help our households and our businesses. Our bigger concern really is the broader scope of impact that these tariffs, this series of tariffs, may bring about in time to come, because we can see that some countries are already announcing retaliatory tariffs, and if this tit-for-tat tariff measures continue, it may escalate into a situation where you may end up with a global trade war. And this will have a significant impact on the global economy because it will affect trade flows, you will create choke points for supply chains, and you will also undermine the confidence of consumers and businesses, and investments may also slow down. So I think all this eventually may lead to a significant slowdown in the global economy, and this will also in turn affect Singapore's economic outlook in the medium to long term. So I think it is something that we will need to continue to watch and monitor. From Singapore's perspective, we will have to double down on our efforts to continue to keep our economy open, continue to uphold this open, fair and free trade among like-minded countries. So we already have 27 free trade agreements, and we want to work with our partners in the free trade agreement to seek out opportunities for our businesses in this region and beyond to see how we can continue to allow our economy to grow and strengthen our position as a hub for trading and for shipping and for doing business in this region. And we are working with our various partners, particularly, say, for example, within ASEAN. We have been making progress on our negotiation on the ASEAN Trading Goods Agreement, and we are close to a conclusion of our negotiation in this agreement. And this is an important part of our efforts to open up more markets and more opportunities for collaboration among our businesses. We are also working with other trading partners in different groupings, different avenues, such as CPTPP as well as RCEP. We are also working on further afield with Mercosur as well as Pacific Alliance groups to see how we can also strengthen our economic and trade ties with these different regions in the world. So I think this will help us to open up more avenues for our businesses to explore and to expand. At the same time, we also continue to work with like-minded partners to strengthen WTO, World Trade Organization, because it is very important for us to make sure that we continue to strengthen and preserve the multilateral system to the extent possible, because this will provide the basis for collaboration and for international trade under a rules-based order. So I think going forward, I think there will be choppy waters, but we will continue to monitor the situation and we will extend additional help where necessary to support our businesses and our households.